Weekday Wake Up on SBI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. And it's our privilege once again this morning to speak directly with Wyoming's Governor Mark Gordon. Governor Gordon, thank you so much for your time. You just made the joke here before we went on the air of busy, busy times, but we're not going anywhere. So we're all here in Wyoming.
Yeah, Duke, thanks. It's always good to have a chance to catch up.
Well, of course, coronavirus and COVID-19, you've been stating recently in the last week or two in regards to Wyoming being open, that Wyoming never closed. And I think on behalf of the majority of our audience, we just want to say thank you for not taking that shelter-in-place order, that stay-at-home order. I think the majority of our listenership, anyway, is appreciative of that. Of course, regardless, you know the concerns. You know them very, very well. Wyoming may be open, but what we're hearing is Wyoming might be open, but my business is closed. So what do you have to say, Governor, to those that own businesses and their employees that aren't able to operate at this time?
Right. Well, Duke, I have a little business in Buffalo, too, and I know very well the pain. It's not just the ranch. We've been able to keep everything going on the ranch, but our little movie theater, it's been dark. And so I know the feeling, and my partners tell me on a regular basis just how important it is to figure out how to get people back working again. So we've been very diligent over the last week or so with the Department of Health working out basically a dashboard that the people of Wyoming will be able to look at. So as we relax these orders, we can monitor how that's working. Nobody knows how to do this. We have never done it before. You've never shut down an entire global economy in 4 weeks and then opened it back up. And it's really important we get it right so we don't end up, right back where we started. So what we're anxious to do is to look at things like how many beds do we have that are unoccupied. And when we do that, Duke, we got to think about it's not just COVID. People still have heart attacks. People still have strokes. People still have car accidents, unfortunately. So we got to make sure that we aren't jamming up, in that respect either. Making sure that our cases are going down we haven't seen a larger percentage that's showing up with what we call community spread. And, we just heard about the four tribal members that passed away, sadly, and the fact that nobody knew that was in Lander when they caught it. So we've got to get a couple of those things right, but make sure the people understand we're working on this. We're opening these businesses to the best of our ability, best health, safety type considerations, and we're all going to sit together and say this is working. Let's do a little more.
Governor, you've been adamant that the decision to relax some of these orders needs to be data driven and not date driven, which you just explained to us. The orders do end at the end of April. Are you optimistic at this time, based on the declining percentage of new cases day by day, that there may be a chance to lessen some of these orders by the end of April based on the data?
Well, we're certainly working on that, and it's going to be kind of we're hoping that the county health officers can kind of take a lead on it. They're the people with the feet on the ground. When this all hit as suddenly as it did, we wanted to do the right things and knock on wood. So far, Wyoming seems to be holding its own. I am in regular conversations with our surrounding governors and the eight governors that didn't put shelter in places. And we're all kind of dealing with this same thing together. So we're looking at counties being able, the health officers being able to kind of help with the businesses locally, places like Lincoln County that haven't had quite the same challenge that a Teton County has had, for example, may be able to just kind of push it a little bit.
So that was my next question is, will local health officials have the ability to work with the state in maybe relaxing some of the orders on a county-by-county level, where, like you said, Lincoln County doesn't have community spread, all the cases here are tied to Teton County, in fact, South Lincoln County hasn't had any cases, period. So do you see a situation where maybe Lincoln can relax a little sooner than some of the other counties could?
Yeah, and that's kind of the aim here. I say that, but then we also need to be aware that if maybe not so much a challenge in Lincoln County, but, you know, the point I've made down here in Laramie County or Carbon County, where, you know, we get folks from Colorado coming up, we open a bunch of bars and things like that. Well, now maybe you've just invited trouble. And so, you know, there's a recipe here that we can find. I've worked a lot with Governor Little of Idaho, so that, you know, the county health officer working with the counterpart across the border, that we can find a way to lift all boats at the same time.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Governor, the President, President Trump released last week his steps to reopen America. And you've made the point that Wyoming's always been in step one. We've never really progressed beyond that. So looking at step two, I just had a couple questions as far as what may happen moving towards the step two of the president's plan. And one of those is says schools and organized youth activities can reopen. And just to clarify, does that mean students go back to school, or does that mean they can just start doing school activities but not necessarily be in the classroom all day?
Well, the superintendent and I have been in a lot of conversations about this. We all recognize that come fall, the virus is not going to be most likely gone. And we're going to have to open schools. Kids are going to have to come to school. And so we're hopeful that over the next few days, and I don't want to get ahead of the superintendent here, but that we communicate with the various county superintendents. What would you do if you were to reopen a school? Would you run classes in half in the morning and half in the afternoon? What are the things you could do? Of course, Kemmerer has been kind of early to the game, and they've really tried to keep things going. But our hope is that we can get most of these kids back in a school sort of situation, just as soon as we possibly can.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon again with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. One of the other questions about step two that we're looking forward to is, and I think this is a big one, is elective surgeries. Of course, with not having elective surgeries, the financial burden on our hospitals is a big deal, and a lot of our neighbors and friends that work at the medical facilities have been furloughed, or time has been cut, or wages have been cut, and elective surgeries in a place like Star Valley or at South Lincoln Medical, they haven't had up to this point, they haven't had the issue of not having enough beds for COVID-19. So again, it's at a county level, do you see maybe the North Lincoln Hospital District, South Lincoln Hospital District could reopen to elective surgeries maybe before Teton or Lander would?
Well, and I would say that's such an important economic driver. I think what's happened with North Lincoln and South Lincoln, they've just done such a great job of building. So I really recognize the value there. But Duke, let me say, where we start with is what's going to be safe? What is the key here for safety? And part of that is having adequate personal protection equipment, that PPE. And I got to tell you, Lincoln County, huge shout out to you. You've been able to share some extra PPE with Fremont County when it needed it and things like that. You guys have done a terrific job. Would like to look at that on a county basis to see if there are ways that we can allow that stuff to happen. I know that's a moneymaker. We're still working to try to make sure the hospitals get the support from the federal government to make up whatever lost income they might have had. But when we start to see that our PPE is adequate and that we're not using, critical supplies that are coming from the government to do elective surgeries for profit in one county or another, once we get those things put together, we get a better understanding of that, then yes, I think we can probably start to look at allowing elective surgeries again.
Governor, switching directions here real quick, just with the last couple minutes we have, financial future of the state of Wyoming amidst all of COVID-19. We heard what happened earlier this week with the price of oil dropping into the negative. What does this mean for Wyoming, and what's the outlook for the financial stability of the state, which was already in question?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's no doubt. I used to work for an oil company, Apache Oil, and you know, my stock when I left was about $128, I think, something like that. It was $4, trading $4. The last time I looked, I stopped looking because it was bad. There's no question that what's happening with oil is going to be problematic for the state. We can't produce the oil or the gas at rates that are economic to do it in Wyoming. So we're starting to see companies that are stacking rigs, shutting them down, and they don't come back. The logistics of moving mobilization costs associated with bringing rigs back and hiring crews and all that takes time. And there's no question in my mind that we're in for a long dry spell on that. We do hope that the recovery happens quickly. It's important the global economy comes back, because that's what creates the demand that's been destroyed. That's what brings that oil price back, and that's what's going to be essential for Sublet, for Lincoln. Exxon put on hold that huge project down in Opal, and that's all dependent on the prices coming back. And sadly, we're seeing it affect the Trona patch a little bit too. They're down, and we're seeing it affect coal. So the big economic drivers for Wyoming are very much under attack right now. We're all hoping that this economy gets back and rolling, but even so, there's no question that Wyoming's going to have to pull its horns in. I've talked about, this for the last couple of years, but this is where we're starting in the WyDOT, the Wyoming Department of Transportation. We're going to pull back on road projects just because we can't do them all. We're going to essentially look at the ones that are most important for our commerce, for our economy, and there may be other roads that go wanting. And that's just the way the world is.
That's Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon joining us this morning during the weekday wake up. Governor, thank you so much for your time speaking with us in Western Wyoming today. And I don't know about you, but I need a haircut. So let's hope that COVID-19 runs its course quick.
Thanks, Duke. We got cheap shears in our country, so I might be able to do something there.
That's Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon this morning on the SVI Radio Network.